Wednesday, November 24th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. People have more money to spend this Thanksgiving. Not long ago, employers were offering $7 an hour for new hires for low-wage jobs. Now it's $13. Meatpackers have been paying $15 to $16 an hour, and now it is taking $20 to $22 an hour for them to keep a workforce. Deer workers won a 10% immediate pay hike in their recent contract. The wage hikes have not negatively impacted corporate profits, as they have been used by companies as an excuse to successfully raise the prices of their goods and services. Cost of living adjustments are being built into many employee contracts, so like Social Security, payments are no longer fixed. The Wall Street Journal was critical of this, arguing that it fuels wage and price inflation. When costs go up, then wages rise likewise, so then costs go up, and so on and so on. Those that own assets, whether they be homes, real estate, stocks, or other appreciable assets, have so far been on the winning end of this current inflation cycle. It will be when inflation stops, followed by disinflation or deflation, that they will not like the result. Most media pundits describe inflating prices in percentage terms. I think that can be extremely misleading. The American Farm Bureau Federation says that the cost of a Thanksgiving meal has gone up 14% this year. The cost last year to feed 10 people at Thanksgiving was cheap, just $46.90 or $4.69 per person. A drive-thru McDonald's is much more expensive than that. Food prices have been depressed pre-COVID so that the cost of food was a historical bargain for U.S. consumers. This year, the cost of the Thanksgiving meal has risen 64 cents per person. The 10-person meal is $53.31. The turkey was the biggest cost at $1.50 or $24 for a 16-pound bird. Hamburger cost 2 to 3 times more per pound than that. Most retailers are giving away turkey, says loss leaders to consumers that buy something else, like spend $50 at the Fairway meat counter. I bought a $5 pound ham for $4.99 at Hy-Vee, and they give you the 14-pound turkey for free. That is 19 pounds of meat, which is $1.31 a pound. Last week, the national processor price for a 16 to 24-pound turkey was $1.28 to $1.39, down from $1.50 earlier. Wholesale turkey prices typically peak in October. The five-year average price was about $1.20. We are talking about something that is so low priced to begin with that a few cents per pound or small percentage price hike just doesn't add up to much more actual cash coming out of consumers' billfolds. Tracking the source of the increase in the price of this Thanksgiving meal in the supply chain, the farmer only gets about 50 cents per meal, so the farmer's share in total is less than the price increase this year. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Turkey will remain very competitively priced for the balance of the holiday season. Wholesale ham traded for 60 cents a pound recently ahead of Thanksgiving, so they sure should be able to cure it and sell it for many times the wholesale value at retail. It is back into the 80-cent range pound again, but the price of wholesale ham bears little impact on the retail price. Ham processors print money if they can hire workers. We have recommended a pit ham, which is more expensive. Ham is cheap, and so is pork in general. So cheap, in fact, that an Iowa State University economist says that one way he is personally combating inflation is to switch from eating beef to more pork. Many families, including ours, typically have a prime rib for Christmas dinner. A 30% increase in the cost of prime rib year over year is the equivalent of the entire cost per pound of an American cut pork chop selling for $2.99 a pound. An Iowa chop was just $2.49 a pound last week. A small prime rib roast is $14.98. That is where making judgments on percentages can cloud the picture. A 30% increase on a pork chop is almost inconsequential compared to a 30% increase on a prime rib beef roast. After seeing how they were pricing prime rib, I dug in my freezer and sure enough, I'd put away a 16-pound prime rib earlier this year for Christmas, costing $9.99 a pound. My roast is $80 cheaper than the one in the meat case today. It has been my opinion that packer leverage and market power is pricing beef out of the market. Cattle producers did not get to share this wealth of higher beef prices with packers, but I believe that they will share the pain of buying back this demand at some point. Consumers have a lot to be thankful for this Thanksgiving. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.